Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 27th, 2014. And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com. Find us at 001-202-465-0318. That's for your cell phone messages.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Premier Service Medical Aid Society relieves the board chairperson Mercy Namasasu of her duties and retires Group Chief Executive Officer Cuthbert Dube with immediate effect following the Medical Aid Society's salary scandal.
The women's wing of the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says it is backing Tsvangirai amid calls for him to step down following the party's dismal performance in the last elections.
The Assembly reiterates its support for the leadership of the MDC led by President Morgan Tsvangirai in achieving real change and a better Zimbabwe for all. As the Assembly, we are very clear and we are solidly behind our president and dissociate ourselves to any statements in the public domain that are misrepresenting the facts on the life and health of our party.
And 12 members of the Zimbabwe National Students Union are arrested and remanded at the Harare Central Police Station after a short protest.
The MDCT Women's Wing has also thrown its weight behind party leader and former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai amid calls for leadership renewal in the opposition by some senior officials in the Labour-backed movement following the party's dismal performance in last year's national elections. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Addressing a news conference at the MDCT's Harvest House headquarters in Harare today, chairperson of the opposition party's Women's Assembly, Teresa Makone, said a wing met in the capital today to discuss issues affecting the nation and the state of their party. Makone told journalists, her wing is solidly behind Mr. Tsvangirai's leadership, despite calls by some members of the party's National Executive Committee for the former premier to quit the opposition party following his electoral defeat to President Robert Mugabe of ZANU-PF party in last year's national elections.
The Assembly reiterates its support for the leadership of the MDC led by President Morgan Tsvangirai in achieving real change and a better Zimbabwe for all. As the Assembly, we are very clear and we are solidly behind our president and dissociate ourselves to any statements in the public domain that are misrepresenting the facts on the life and health of our party.
Some members of the MDCT National Executive, such as Treasurer Roy Bennett, former Marondera Central Legislator Ian Kay, and lately Bennett's deputy in the party and former Energy Minister Elton Mangoma, have called for Mr. Tsvangirai to resign from the leadership of the opposition following his defeat in the July 31 national elections. However, Makone said, her wing resolved that those who are calling for an early congress should wait for the current leadership to complete its term. The MDCT Congress is due in 2016.
We discussed that at length, and as the Assembly of Women, we were very clear that the officers of Congress that were elected in 2011 should only go to elections after 5 years, after their normal term. There is nothing that has happened inside our party that calls for an emergency Congress or an early Congress.
Makone called on her party's national chairperson, Love Momoyo, to investigate how a document purportedly authored by Mangoma criticizing Mr. Tsvangirai's leadership ended up in the media, especially after the MDC had taken a position that all issues to do with leadership renewal should be discussed within the party's organizational structures. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Mangoma. However, Mr. Tsvangirai told The Nation during his State of the Nation address last Friday that the MDCT leadership was united and he was ready to continue leading his party until the struggle for democracy in the country is achieved.
I want to assure you that the party is united, alive and well. We are focused as a leadership to delivering on our agenda, and we are impervious to the shrill cries of those who want to kill this people's project.
Some MDCT members have alleged that those calling for leadership renewal in their party campaigned against Mr. Tsvangirai in last year's polls, but Makone said she had no knowledge to that effect. Makone also said her party is concerned that several women and children throughout the country are now vulnerable following her alleged partisan distribution of food aid and farming inputs by ZANU-PF.
The assembly condemned the partisan distribution of government food aid and agricultural inputs by ZANU-PF, leaving the women and their children being the worst affected. The assembly also raised concerns over the paltry allocation that was dispersed to the women in the 2014 national budget, considering that over 50% of the population consists of women.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo, whose mobile phone rang without answer. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.